Hello, hello, and welcome to another thrilling, oh yes, episode of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast. On this instance, not that scary, really, at all. This is episode 29. Oh, the blood's rushing to my head. 29. And this one concerns an hotel very near to me. Oh, yes. I drive past this said hotel every single day. I look in the windows often. I look at the darkened windows and think, oh, it looks spooky in there. Well, actually, it looks really nice. No. It looks spooky and terrifying. So, well, we're going to need some spooky and terrifying music, Marjorie. Oh, actually, Marjorie, you'll love this one, because the ghost in this one, or one of them, is a biker wearing leather. I know. You like a fat boy, don't you? I mean, sorry, you ride a Harley Davidson fat boy. Just clarify that. Thank you. You do? Yes, I thought you'd perk up. Yes, I thought you'd perk up at that. Yes, so we need some lovely, spooky, bikery, leathery, squeaky, creaky music. Thank you, Marjorie. Oh, thank you, Marjorie. That'll do. What's that called? Slider. Oh, nice. Very appropriate for a biker sliding around the corner. Yes. Very good. Oh, now this one, this episode 29, as I say, concerns the Bull Hotel in Abergele. The Bull Hotel in Abergele. Now this building was built in 1861, but it was built close to an older tavern called the Bull. Now, the Bull was much, much older. For a while, the Bull Hotel, as it is now, the building, was called the Bull Bach. Oh, little Bull. Oh, isn't that nice? Oh, yeah, little Bull. Would you like to meet the big Bull? Wouldn't we all? Ah, yes. Now, yes, the old Bull was used for Baptist meetings, the old Bull, from 1856. And before that, Mormons met there, doing all Mormony things. Yes, Mormons. Now, within this building, which looks gorgeous now, by the way, it's voted one of the most attractive buildings in Abergele. Yes, indeed. TripAdvisor, love it. Oh, it's ever so well on there. Yes. Now, it does have one or two ghostly residents, as you might imagine. One of the most, well, apart from the biker, steady, Marjorie, down, calm yourself, Marjorie. Damp flannel, darkened room, lay down. One of the most prominent, is a ghost of a monk. A monk. Of course it's a monk. Why not? Why would a monk be there? What would a monk be doing wandering around in this place? What do you think a monk's doing there? Think logically. Let's not think logically, because it makes no sense at all. Right. A monk. Now, he wanders around looking a little damp. Yes. And quite a lot cross. That makes no sense either. So this monk wanders around looking damp and cross. Yes. And why? Why? I'll tell you why. Thank you for asking. I'll tell you. The poor soul. He slipped on a wet surface and died in the fall. Ah, the fall was fatal for him, the poor chap. No wonder he's wandering around looking damp and cross. Oh, wandering around going, what happened there then? 1 minute, wandering along, minding my own business, looking for monkey things, and next second I'm dead. Oh, just like that. So he wanders around looking monkey and cross monkey. No, it doesn't look like monkey. No. He looks like a monk and he's cross. Now, Marjorie, this is for you. Janice will love it, by the way. Don't get jealous, Marjorie. Janice will absolutely love this one. You know what she's like about leather. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Now, this other ghost, this biker chap here, is a young man. A young man, apparently, who lived within the hotel. And he died in a tragic motorbike accident quite near to the hotel. And staff members and guests have reported a young man dressed entirely in biking leather, creaking and squeaking his way around the hotel. Didn't say whether he's cross or happy or what, you know. He doesn't come up and go, meow, none of that, you know. Wonder what he's doing there, do you think? What's he doing there? Why isn't he somewhere else? Why is he there? Oh, anyway, he's been seen everywhere within the hotel. In the bar, in the bedrooms, in the corridors, all over the shop. Yes, where are you off to, Marjorie? Where are you going? Oh, Marjorie's off. Marjorie's decided she wants to go to the Bull Hotel in Abergele and see for herself before Janice gets there. Oh, dear. Oh, there's going to be a bitch fight. Oh, no. No. So, bye. Bye, Marjorie. Bye, Marjorie. Marjorie. Bye. Wave. Wave. Oh, well, there's no need to slam. Okay. Marjorie's gone. So I've got to work the machine with the knobs in a minute. Oh, anything could come up. What else is seen? What else is there? Oh, a woman is seen. All over the place as well. No idea who she is. She just sort of randomly appears. No idea. No one in the hotel knows who she is or where she's come from. There's no history of this woman. She's just there. She just appears. Oh, and also, oh, there's all sorts of other things going on in this place. Shadows, dark figures, odd noises. Well, I can account for a few of those. Odd noises, bangs, raps, knocks, cold spots, warm spots. Again, I can account for those. Orbs. Oh, gold orbs. I was going to say I can account for those, but not so much. Lights. Unusual smells. I can... well, yes, well, you can see where we're going with that one. Oh, what a list. What a list. Oh, it's all endless there. All sorts of stuff goes on. All sorts of stuff. And we shall be sending our lovely, lovely, lovely reporter, our roving reporter, Janice, there to investigate what's going on. So, in the meantime, I think I should... Marjorie's gone. Okay, well, I shall ask my... Well, Kevin, let's have some music. Press a few buttons, press a few knobs, twiddle a few knobs and give us some music, Kev. I will. Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, blast, I pressed the wrong button. Oh, never mind, we'll have to go with it. Bit whimsical, but never mind, we'll have to go with it. Ah, right, moving on, swiftly, to the next section, which is the section with Janice in it. Yes, Janice will be going to the Bull Hotel in, is it the Bull Hotel? Yes, the Bull Hotel in Abergele, and she will be investigating the said hauntings. So, are you there, Janice? Are you there? Janice? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can't wait for this one. I've had someone tell me this. There's someone wearing leather. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, hello. Let me get in there. Get out of the way. Oh, I'm in. Oh, that's fallen off. Oh, dear. That shouldn't happen. I'm in. Now, where is he? Here he comes. No, is that him? Oh, no. That's a punter. Where's the ghost? Where's the ghost? Oh, they're pointing. He came through earlier on. Where is he now? I can hear creaking. Here he comes. Oh, hello. Hello. He's looking a bit scared. Oh, I think I might have scared him. Come back. Oh, Janice. Oh, terrified another one, have you? they should get you in as an exorcist. You do an excellent job. Anyway, well done, Janice. Have fun. You have that hotel cleared of spooks by the morning. So there we are. That has been episode 29, when Marjorie has left. She hasn't, obviously hasn't arrived yet in Abarkella. Marjorie's left chasing this spook. Janice is in the hotel chasing the spook. Anyway, that was episode 29 of the Bull Hotel in Abarkella. And what a fine, fine episode it's been. I hope you enjoyed the professionalism that was on display. Yes. And of all, by all of us, I feel. Yes. We all controlled ourselves magnificently, I think. Yes. So it's been lovely to see you. And hopefully you'll join us again on our journey of joy and terror. Oh, in our little world, which we create just for you, dear listeners. So join me again when I will take you somewhere else gorgeous. And we can investigate lots of spooks and see some other glorious, glorious places to visit within North Wales. So thank you. Thank you very much. And I'll see you all terribly soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.